Welcome back to another episode of Kicking Goals with Georgia Perry. I am your happy host, Georgia, and I'm excited to show my face live for the first time. So thank you to today's guest for giving me the little nudge that I needed to get started. So let's introduce today's guest. Today on the podcast, I have the beautiful Amber Allen, who is a successful business owner here in Mandurah, an incredible mum to two beautiful children, and a lady very active in a positive way on the socials. So Amber, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. So the first question I'd like to ask on the podcast is, who are you inspired by?
I think many people inspire me for lots of different reasons, but if you're thinking from like a performance aspect, it's always been Michael Jordan. It's because I love, his philosophy or his outlook towards performance and trying and never giving up and, you know, that whole idea that, you know, the pathway to success is through failure. So I just really love that. That really lights me up. So
empowering.
Yeah.
And is there anyone online that you're inspired by? I guess that's a space that you do visit often.
Interesting question. I think it depends what it's for. So there's lots of local business owners that I see that, you know, I love what they're doing on socials. They inspire me. I love following, like even Kabay, I was listening to the podcast that you did with Steph. That was amazing. It's just so amazing to hear people's, the true authentic story of people that inspires me. Yeah.
Very true. And that's what we're going to do with you today. Yeah. So thank you so much. So today's episode is about your career path and all about business. Mm-hmm. So can you cast us back before you had your own business? What was your career journey like?
So I've done lots of different things. I started out in hospitality, went into insurance, did personal lines, commercial lines, all the boring stuff. What else have I been into? Oh, I've done some flight attending. I've been into franchising. I've worked in building construction, beauty therapy. Yeah.
So you've sort of had your toes dipping in every different place.
Yes, lots of different things.
Cool. So, yeah. And so how did your brand grow and where did it all start?
So with being in business with my husband, we were in the building construction industry, and that sort of led us to finding a coaching group. And through that coaching group, we actually found our personal purposes. So I found my personal purpose was that I'm put here to help people. That's what sort of really drives me. I just love helping other people. So whether it's family, friends, other business owners, whoever it is. And then sort of, I guess, with my background in, you know, all the different types of businesses and industries that I've had experience in, the thing that I really loved about it, or it was the creative side of it, which is where marketing came into it for me. So yeah, you put those sort of two things together, your purpose and your passion together. So yeah.
So special. Yeah. And can you tell us about your businesses? So you've sort of got two separate ones happening.
Yes. Yeah, so we have Social Friends is the main business. So we're a social media marketing company. So our main purpose is to help people succeed on social media. And as part of that, obviously, we do a lot of content creation. And so we needed somewhere to create some content. What we were looking for, we noticed Mandurah didn't have. So there was a gap there. So we created the studio at Social Friends, which is a place that people can come to create content or to do workshops or be creative. It's a nice creative space, I suppose.
It definitely is. And that's where I reconnected with you, actually. I was working with Cherie and we were looking for a space to go and we came across your beautiful space. So so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so what does your average day diary look like now?
So my average day, I guess it changes from depending on what day it is, but generally, I wake up, I have a little morning routine. I don't know if you, have you ever read The Miracle Morning?
No, I haven't. I'll have to add that into the notes. Yeah,
add that one in. I'll see if I can remember them. So part of The Miracle Morning is what they call the savers. So the author is Hal Elrod, and he came up with these six things that he had researched and found that all successful people do. And they might not do every single one of them, but they're all doing at least one of them. So the first one is silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing.
Wow.
Yeah, I remembered them. Yeah. So I like to, I don't implement all of them first thing in the morning, but my first thing is silence. So I will wake up and then I will lay there in silence for a little bit, and then I'll do a meditation. And then I do my affirmations daily as well, and then get up and sort of get going, get the kids up, get them ready, get them off to school. And then my day starts in the office. So I'll connect with my team first thing in the morning and then do whatever's got to be done in the business. So the working in the business part of it.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really big on time blocking. So, because I really like to get shit done.
Yeah.
I love ticks. So part of my week will include having hours specifically designated to working on the business, or as I mentioned about the coaching group, we're still part of the group, or I'm still part of the coaching group. So as a leader in the group, I have, responsibilities and time that I allocate to either learning myself in that group or supporting others in the group as well. So my day could look like, working on my business, working with my clients, strategizing, doing the work on my business, or supporting others in the coaching group.
Full on.
Yeah. And then, of course, you're a mum. So, my husband's FIFO. So a lot of the time then you sort of rush to Woolies at 5:45 and go, what's for dinner? And then sit down, chill with the kids for a bit before it's time to do it all again.
Oh, so beautiful. And so do you have any tips for mums looking to start a business, or for people who are maybe looking for a career change? Where could they start?
So I think when you're thinking about, first thing about starting a business, it's such a great idea, isn't it? I want to be in business for myself because of all of the amazing benefits that gives you and the freedoms that gives you, but it's really hard work. So I think if you want to go into business first, do something that you really love and you're passionate about, because oftentimes you don't really make a lot of money in the first few years of starting a business. So you've got to really love it to get up and do it day in, day again. So be super clear on what it is that you're offering, and then be really clear on who it is you're serving, I suppose. And then it's about getting those foundations right and going from there.
Yeah. And so what would some key foundations be, would you say?
So always start with your business vision. So for me, your vision is made up of your purpose, your mission, and your values.
Yep.
So your purpose is why your business exists.
Yep.
Your mission will involve your BHAG, so your really big 5 or 10 year goal.
Yeah.
And your values are so, so important. And a lot of people don't think to do them, but they're actually like the driving principles for every decision that you make in your business. It's, if you're thinking, do I do this? If it's a yes, no, you should always go back, does this align with my values? And then if it does, you'll know that it's the right decision for the business.
Yeah. And that just makes me think about your job as well, like doing content creation. Has there been a time where you have maybe been approached by a brand that maybe doesn't align to you, and how do you sort of go about that?
Yeah, so absolutely, that definitely happens. It's just being very confident and knowing who you can serve and why you serve them.
Yeah.
Because as a business owner, we want to do well in business, and sometimes we can confuse what success actually looks like. So for me, success isn't working for every single person that comes along. It's working with people who you actually really love working with. They love working with you, and it's the opposite. So it's all about just open and honest communication and just getting a really good feel. Those first conversations really need to be about whether we're actually a fit for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even in the reverse, if I'm not a fit for somebody, I won't take on the business.
Yeah.
Because they will only end up dissatisfied. Well, we both will. So, it's just about communication for me.
Yeah, that's such a great perspective to have. I love that. So, Amber, next question I'd like to ask you is about challenges. When I jump on your socials now, I can see that you pour so much time into your social media and you're so successful. But I would like to know, has there been a few specific challenges along the way that have helped shape your journey?
Business challenges or personal?
I guess either, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, there's always challenges, isn't there? We've learned a lot, over the past 3 years around business through being in a coaching community.
And in this coaching community, is it all different types of businesses? Oh, yeah. So is it mainly marketing or?
No, all different? Yeah, all different industries from all over the world.
Yeah.
And what I've found is that all businesses are essentially the same. It's just the products and services, really. Like, the framework to business is the same, I suppose. And then your product or your service will fit into that. So challenges, yeah, we've had challenges through really not understanding numbers in your business. That's so important. I mean, obviously not starting with the right foundations is super important as well. But, you know, years back, we just didn't really, we relied on the experts too much to inform us correctly, I suppose. So when it came to our numbers and profit and loss statements and those sort of things, we didn't really understand them.
Yeah.
And that gets you into a lot of trouble, you know, because then you have cash flow issues and those sort of things. So those are really hard lessons to learn. So we've learned a couple of those along, you know, throughout the years. And really understanding who you are as a person, how to communicate with people. And something that I find really important as well is learning how to take the emotion out of business decisions.
Yeah.
So what I mean is, things will come up in life and in business, and you can, most of the time we kind of hover in neutral and we'll either go to angry or we'll go to like really happy.
Yeah.
And you want to try and make decisions in that neutral space if you can. So learning how to like regulate and breathe and go, okay, that's super exciting, but let me calm down and then I'll make a decision. Or, oh my God, I'm so angry and upset about that. I'm just going to sit on this and calm down and get in a clear headspace and then make a decision.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. Very important points. Love that. And do you have any podcasts or books or courses that you could recommend to our listeners?
I love Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. It's one of my all-time favourite books.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Have you ever read it or listened to it?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, hot tip, go the audio version because
I am an audio girl.
Yeah, obviously. And I guess basically or essentially what that book is about is extreme ownership means taking ownership of literally everything that happens in your life. So whether you actually had direct control over it or not. So whether it's in business or personal. And what that means is, even though something might not have been your fault as such, it means that you can own it and go, okay, that didn't go the way I wanted it to go.
Yep.
What can I do about it? So when you blame certain things in your life, you know, oh, that only happened because of this or that only happened because of that, you actually give away all your power to that event, person or whatever that you're blaming. Whereas if you can take total ownership of that, then you're the one who's actually got the control to make the changes.
Love that.
Yeah, so I really, really love that book. That's sort of what it's all about.
Yeah, cool.
Mm.
Oh, awesome. And now can you tell us about your courses? You have something exciting to reveal today.
I do. I'm so excited. So when we first launched the business, we launched with a couple of services, and I always wanted to launch this third one, but the other two had to happen first. So this one is our brand new online course, self-paced online course, 7 Steps to Social Media Success. It's just about to go live, so I'm super excited. It's been a bit of a work in progress, a labor of love, and it's really for business owners or professionals who either are kind of new to social media marketing, or maybe they're just a bit of a novice or uncertain, or maybe just somebody who's doing it but they just want to see if there's any gaps or brush up on some skills.
Yeah.
So it's a really beautiful starting place.
I feel like you're talking right to me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not using social media till its full potential, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess sitting down and taking the time out of my day is important to do that. But I feel like a course like this would be perfect for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of covers, you know, not the biggest mistakes, but I guess it's the things that people, where people get caught up the most. So a lot of people just don't do planning. A lot of people don't do business planning, let alone marketing planning.
Yeah.
And it's so, so important, because if you're not planning your marketing, then you're kind of just posting for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're posting in alignment with what your business goals are, then you're more likely to achieve the sales and return customers and those sort of things that you actually want. So planning's a huge one. We cover that, and then all the other things as well that just make all of that fall into place.
Wow. Sounds amazing. How exciting. So I'm guessing the last couple of months have been very busy for you.
Yeah. Super busy.
Yeah. Very cool. And so how can we find you on the socials? How can we get involved?
Okay, so obviously we're on Facebook and on Instagram, so you can find us at Social Friends, and we've also got the studio at Social Friends as well on Facebook and Instagram. You can check out our website, which is socialfriends.net.au. Somebody already had the .com. and they're the best places to buy me.
Beautiful. Yeah. And Amber, can we leave maybe an action for everyone out there to go and do on social media and to tag you?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. So, I mean, if you've listened to the podcast, you know, share it and tag us both and tell us what you thought and give us some feedback. Otherwise, yeah, just jump on, have a look at Instagram or whatever, check out some tips and implement something. And if it helps you, then, you know, give us a shout out and let us know what's working.
Love it. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Amber, for jumping on the podcast today, coming live in the studio and giving me that little nudge to go and put my face online.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. You're so welcome.
And I also just want to add how important and valuable your knowledge has been, especially for those who are in the startup phase of business, those important foundations, the marketing tips. It's just so valuable. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you.
No worries. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a 5-star review and share it on your Instagram. Have a fabulous day.